Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, and here live in the studio with you today. And with me is Connie Farmer. Are you there, Connie?
Good morning.
All right. Yeah, we're excited about being on the air with you today and talking to you about that good life in Christ Jesus that we have. And it is a blessing to be able to do this radio show. I missed it last week, Connie. I wasn't here. I was up in Indiana with my grandkids, and I appreciate the time to be away. But I'll tell you what, I really missed doing the show. I just really did.
Michelle and Kathy did a great job.
Michelle and Catherine did a great job, and we thank them for doing that, stepping in. And it's good to know there are people that can do it if I have to be away. But I always love doing this radio broadcast. It's just so much fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, you don't like to miss Sundays here. Any part of Sunday.
I never do. No. Sunday
morning.
You always
work it so you're back on Sunday.
Yeah, I always work it out, but this time I had to be gone. So, but anyway, we're excited to be here on the radio with you today. It is hot in Florida today, Connie.
It's
Wow. Beautiful. It's a gorgeous day. And as I drive from my home to the radio station, I have to drive right by the water all the way down. I mean, it's such a painful thing to have to do that, you know?
You know, today's it's summer solstice. It's the first day of summer.
It's summer. Yes, that's right.
Yay.
Yeah, except that it's so hot. And we have...
I don't ever complain about the heat.
You love it,
don't you? I spent too long in the cold.
Some of our listeners live in cold weather all the time,
Sorry
you know, or
that,
at least
guys.
For part of the year.
There's plenty more room down here. They can come down.
Yeah, they can come on down,
come on down.
That's right. Now, we are excited about this summertime, and it's always a fun time, a lot of stuff going on. And so we are just moving forward in growing the ministry that God's given us to do. And you have a big part of that, Connie. You've taken on some new responsibilities lately, and you're very busy with the ministry, aren't you?
Yes.
It's okay, though, all right? You're not complaining?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
I don't complain.
All
I
right.
I could, but I... No,
but you don't.
No.
Hey, we've got a lot... This is Father's Day. We've got a lot to celebrate, you know? Celebrate our Heavenly Father and talking about Him, and talk about our earthly fathers and how special they are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our listeners have some wonderful dads, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of a joy.
My dad's cool.
Your dad is cool, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. So that's cool. So we're excited about the blessings that God gives us every day. There's praise reports. I don't know about you, Connie, but every service we hear countless praise reports, don't we?
Yeah. You know, you just have to be in tune to things, because some people just say, well, you know, I'm just lucky, or I'm this or I'm that.
Right.
You know, they just need to be in tune with the fact that it's not about
luck. It's not luck.
It's not coincidence. It's being blessed, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And we are. And God is doing some fantastic things. And we welcome your prayer requests at Beacon of Hope. We are a ministry that wants to hear from you and wants to hear what's going on in your life and how we can help you. And what is cool is that our prayer ministry is growing so much.
We get prayers from everywhere.
We really do. Yeah. Prayer requests from all over. I mean, so many states of the union, and that's really cool. And hopefully we'll branch out to some other countries, which we actually have had that too. So we welcome you no matter where you are in the world. If you're in our Tampa Bay area, we welcome you right now to join us on the web, because you will find really great reception there. Mm-hmm. And we're excited about that. And some of you that listen can also watch us. And there's the camera right up there. So we can wave at you. But we are excited that the web is such a great avenue now, you know, of it's just such a great avenue of blessing, you know, to get the word out.
And it just brings worlds together.
Yes, you know, doesn't it? I mean, just like that little BlackBerry of yours, you know, you just, you're in tune all the time. And you can go, what's the address, Connie? Can you tell them that?
For the prayers or for?
Yeah, for Tantalk. Oh, I mean, if they're in the Tampa Bay area, they might want to tune in on the internet.
The radio is 1340 AM on the dial, but sometimes it doesn't come in as clear, but if you go to your computer and it's www.tantalk1340.com.
Yeah, 1340.com. And it is...
good sound there, too.
Real good sound. Yeah, we're excited about that. And that's why it's possible to have it all over the world at the same time, mm-hmm. which is really great.
Yep.
So, yeah. So we have a great show today. We've got a new topic, and we're going to talk today about belonging. Belonging, and what does that mean? So we're glad you've joined us today. And if you do have prayer requests, how do they get those to us? Connie, no matter where they are in the world, how can they get them to us?
To on our website, they can go on our website and click there
okay.
for prayers, or they can just type in www.beaconofhopeministries.com, beaconofhopeministries.com. Prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com.
Yep.
Sorry, I messed that up. Prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com.
Yeah, prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. Type that in. You can get the request straight to us. We have a prayer team.
Mm-hmm.
Alice heads that up from our Houston branch. And
from our Houston office.
Yeah, our Houston office, Houston, Texas. And
Houston, we got a problem.
That's right. Alice and Deb are out there, and Alice heads that up. And if you send in a prayer request, it will go directly to that location,
mm-hmm.
Houston, and it will be sent out to all those on our prayer team. Connie, what if there's somebody listening in some part of the world that says, hey, I'd like to be on that prayer team and know what those requests are, and I'd like to join you all and pray for all these requests?
Just write to that same email, prayers@beaconofhopeministry.com, and say that's what you want.
Okay. And we will get that done, won't we? We'll get them right on there.
Yep.
Okay. This is exciting. We have the first song, and you pick it. You're our music director. So tell me about this first song, Connie.
I heard it earlier this week, and it's Mandisa's her new song. And it was on the Gospel Music Channel.
Okay.
They have, videos.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
So I watch that in the morning usually, and it was just so compelling that I said, I got to download this.
Got to get that song. Huh?
Yeah. And I put it on.
And what is Mandisa? One. What is it? A new group? Or
She is.
It's a person.
Yes.
Okay.
She was on American Idol, and I think she got bumped off. I don't remember what year, but
okay.
a couple, 3 years ago.
Right.
Maybe four. I don't know. But she got bumped off, you know, back when they were looking at how people, like when Jennifer Hudson got bumped off for
right.
being too heavy.
Oh, okay.
You know, all this stuff.
Those are the kinds of things back then.
And they were being so critical. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
And anyway, she got bumped off. But she's got a huge
great voice.
Gospel career.
You really?
Know, it's fantastic.
And her name is Mandisa.
Mm-hmm.
Mandisa. This song is He Is With You. Here we go.
There's a time to live and a time. Thank you.
Wow. He is with you by Mandisa. You can turn me up a little now. We've been having earphone problems. If some of you are watching us, we've been doing a lot of switching around here, but we got it straightened out now. So I can hear a little bit better. So anyway, Connie,
your ears.
What? Huh? Yeah. What a great song. Why did you pick that song?
It just spoke to me so much, you know.
What's it saying? I mean,
well, I mean, there were different situations all through the song that
right.
no matter what, he's with you.
Yes.
You know, whether your faith is dead and you can't get out of bed.
Right.
Like she said in the beginning.
Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah.
I think we all have, haven't we?
When you're in the boardroom and everything's falling down around you and,
yes.
and your family, one of the things she said in there was, and your family, your wife and kids don't know who you are anymore.
Right. Right.
God's with you.
God's with you.
And when you're in the ICU and nobody knows what to do for you.
Right.
God's with you.
Wow. You know, the word.
And joy
go ahead.
Comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning. I was looking for a little verse back here in Hebrews right before we started the show today, Connie. And I ran across a different verse than what I was really looking for. And it just so goes along with what you just, that music. And it's Hebrews 13, verse 5, if you have your Bibles. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. And it says this in the Message Bible. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Aren't we? Yeah. That's something I think everybody can relate to.
I don't think so much right now in this economy.
Right. But yes. It has been that way in the past.
That's why we're
yeah.
at.
And then Paul goes on to say in Hebrews, be relaxed with what you have. Since God assured us, I'll never let you down, never walk off and leave you. There it is. That's Hebrews 13:5. God assures us, I'll never let you down, never walk off and leave you. We can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what. Who or what can get to me?
What's the worst thing that can happen?
What's the worst thing that can happen?
You can die and go to heaven.
Right.
And be out of all this crap.
But so often, Connie, I believe that we, and we'll go back to 1 Peter, by the way, if you have your Bible, 1 Peter 1. But I believe so often that we, even strong Christians, get into times where we feel like we've been left all alone.
Yeah.
There's nobody there for us. That we're lonely, that we're, abandoned, so to speak.
Well, one of the things you also sang in there is when you think that the love of your life is never going to come.
Right.
He's with you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That we're, we just think that, I mean, I can tell you that there's been a lot of stuff happening in my life in the last 3, 4, 5 weeks.
You and I were just talking about it. It's huge. This stuff's been going on.
That, there have been times where I've thought, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth the fight.
Right.
It's not worth this.
You get discouraged.
Yeah.
But when you're in your right mind, I like to say that because I know there's times when I'm not really in my right mind. When I let discouragement and fear, especially, come in and let me feel like there's no hope in certain situations, you know? And just like the things you've been going through,
when
things I've been going through.
When you just look at everything.
Right.
And you just focus on that. You don't see beyond that there is a beyond.
Yes.
But how am I going to get through this?
Right.
And it gets so big. You know how when you hold your hand farther away from you, how you can see
other things around it.
But when it's up here, that's
right.
all you can see.
Exactly.
Because that's when you're focusing on that crap.
And I believe, Connie, that there's people listening today that are going through so much struggle, so much pain. And we often talk about it on Living the Good Life. And it's interesting that that's the title of our radio show, since so many of us have gone through such hard times, hard life,
We're trying to get to the good
life. But we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting stronger because we are learning who we are,
right. Right.
And the theme of this show and the theme probably of the next 3 or 4 weeks is going to be centered in the book of 1 Peter. We've been doing this for a long time, having kind of a book of the month that we study, And does that help you at all? Do you like doing that?
It helps me focus on, because when you sit down to try and read and you think, where am I going to start?
Where do I begin?
Where am I going to start?
Right.
You know, or some, you know, I know a lot of people just like drop it
just
and
drop
let
it open.
Fall
yeah.
open and try and read something and make it, oh, this is for me today. You
right.
know? Sometimes it is. I don't mean to be
sometimes
you know,
it is, but
sometimes it is, but sometimes you need a dig.
And sometimes it doesn't apply at all.
And sometimes you need to have a focused search.
Right. Exactly.
Which I like the monthly assignment type assignment
right.
reading so that we can focus on that.
Well, you just said sometimes we have to dig. You know, we have to dig into it, you know, not just read a verse or two, shut it. Okay, I read my two verses today, you know.
Check that off.
Check that off. Do you know what Beacon of Hope is all about, Connie? Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And by the way, those of you tuning in already today, we do have our email up right now. You can email us questions or comments to pastor@BeaconofHopeMinistries.com.
No
Come
sarcasm.
Come straight here. No,
today.
No sarcasm today. Pastor@BeaconofHopeMinistries.com.
I might have to cry. That.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Well, anyway, but.
Well, you know, that's okay. Yeah. God never leaves us, Connie.
No.
God does not forsake us. And when we're going through those hard times, like a lot of people are right now with the economy the way it is.
People are losing their jobs.
Oh, my
their
gosh.
Houses.
Yes. There's just so much that's happening. It seems like every day I hear about somebody else I know that's lost a job or a house or a car or a relationship. There just seems to be a lot of loss going on. Mm-hmm. In the midst of that, we know God never leaves us.
Right.
We know he never forsakes us. Okay? Let's go to 1 Peter, and that's the book we're going to concentrate on for the next few weeks. How many chapters is 1 Peter?
Five.
It's five. And what's the number five, Connie?
I didn't think I was paying attention
yeah,
this morning.
Yeah, you were paying attention this morning.
Five is grace.
God's grace. And, you know, five chapters is not very many to read. And
I would read that.
You can read that. I would encourage all of our listeners to read 1 Peter over and over again over the next 4 or 5 weeks. And I mean, just really live in this book because there is so much strength here. And we're titling this series, one word, Chosen. Mm-hmm. Okay? Chosen. And we're going to explain that as we go. But look with me at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter says, I'm an apostle on assignment by Jesus. Guess what? I'm on assignment by Jesus, and I believe you are too, Connie Farmer. And I believe a lot of our listeners are on assignment
by
Jesus.
We're on assignment.
We are, if we choose to accept.
Right, that's the difference.
That assignment. Mm-hmm. You think there are people out there that say, I don't want what you have for me to do, God?
There's a friend of mine that I was talking to about it, and that I just mentioned that she wasn't able to be freed up because of the stuff in her life. She wasn't being freed up enough to be able to take on her assignment. And,
right.
You know, she said she had done it before, and it was very hard, and she didn't know if she wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but I, you know, the rewards are just.
Well, that's the purpose for living, isn't it?
Right. I mean, we're about kingdom business.
That's what we're about.
It's only what we do for the kingdom that will last.
Yes. That is.
So,
that's totally it.
Yeah.
But so often we get caught up in all the everyday worldly stuff. And I don't mean worldly in a bad sense.
Right.
I'm talking about earthly. You know, everything mm-hmm. that
human
applies
stuff.
To us, human stuff. Mm-hmm. We get so caught up in that, the worries, the concerns, the anxieties, the cares. One of my favorite verses in 1 Peter is found in chapter 5 where Peter says, cast your care upon the Lord. He cares for you, you know, mm-hmm. and I love that because that's what we need to be doing. And as we start focusing on 1 Peter, we're going to talk about the fact that God sees you right where you are right now. Some of you may say, I hear you say that a lot. You know what? Yes, absolutely. Because God is our personal Lord and Savior. He wants to be intimately involved in your daily life. And look with me at 1 Peter chapter 1, and let's see what Peter says right here. He says he's writing to exiles scattered to the four winds. Some of us feel like we're scattered all over, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he goes on the next line in the Message Bible. I don't know if you have that, Connie, in the NIV. Do you have it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at maybe verse 1 there. In the Message, it says, not one is missing. Not one forgotten. God has his eye on each of you. What does that say in the NIV there? You can just start at the top if you want.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
Yep. Good.
Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God.
Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God.
Chosen.
Okay. And I love the way it says it in the Message Bible. I'm going to read that one sentence again. Not one is missing. Some of you out there feel lost. Some of you out there feel abandoned today. Some of you feel like you don't belong to anybody or anything, you know. Not one is missing. We're going to come back and talk about that belonging thing in that next segment, Connie, and about how important it is to feel that you belong. But Peter says right here, not one is missing. You're not missing. God knows right where you are. You are not missing an action. Last week when I was driving up to Indiana, I got around Atlanta and they had an Amber Alert, or it was a, yeah, for a little kid, mm-hmm. you know, and it was flashing up everywhere, you know, and it showed the car's license plate and all these things. And I don't know what happened with that situation because I just drove on to Indiana. But, you know, now, sometimes we hear about this all the time where a kid has gone missing or a senior has gone missing, yeah. you know,
down here
it's senior
the silver alert,
the silver alert.
But we also have Amber Alerts too.
Yes. But silver
it's
alert
kind of funny.
For some of the older folks, but it's true. Mm-hmm. People do go
yes.
missing.
Yes.
Okay. And, I think they just took that show off the air, Without a Trace, that I used to watch about
show.
Missing people. Mm-hmm. But I love this. Be encouraged today, dear one, because the Message Bible says here, not one is missing, not one forgotten. You're not forgotten. You're not missing. God knows right where you are, and you are not abandoned. Let's go on. God the Father has his eye on each of you. I pointed out Psalm 17:8 this morning at Beacon of Hope, and that says that you are the apple of God's eye. You are his focus. You are his attention. He is paying attention to you. You know, so often I think, Connie, we don't realize how much God pays attention to us. Mm-hmm. I think so often we think that there are so many billions of people in the world that God couldn't possibly care or know what's going on with me. And that is what is so supernatural and so incredible about God, is that he knows everything that concerns you, Connie.
Well, and that's why I like that song that we just
yes.
played, because
yes.
just singled out a few things, aspects of people's lives, but still, you know, somebody... Every single situation that was mentioned in that song,
amen.
Somebody can relate to.
Amen. And what does that song continue to say over and over again?
He is with you.
Okay? He is with you. Praise God. That is the most frequent command in the Word of God. The most frequent promise. And it's there. That's it. The most frequent promise, I meant to say, is he'll never leave you or forsake you. He's with you. That's the most frequent promise in the whole Word of God. The most frequent command is fear not. And I think that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Fear not is cited 365 times in the Word, according to Kenneth Copeland. And I believe him. And that's one for every day. We are not to be afraid. You know, we're to just keep moving forward and realizing that God is with us. And he has you on his mind. And at the end of verse 2 of 1 Peter 1, Peter says, may everything good from God be yours. You know, when you belong, you look for good things. You know, if you belong to a club, you know, you do it because you're getting something good from it. If you belong to a church, an assembly, you're doing that because something is happening, coming towards you, bringing good to you. Let's look at 1 Peter 1, verse 3. What a God we have. And that's big exclamation point here in the Message Bible. How fortunate we are to have him, this Father of our Master Jesus. You know what? I got to say a huge amen to that, Connie. He is the reason we live, you know? He's the reason we're here. He's the reason you and I are taking some time on Sunday afternoon to come into this radio show mm-hmm. week after week after week. Over 2 years now, and do a radio broadcast. It's because of who he is living in us that gives us the purpose and the direction. And Peter says the same thing. He says, oh, we're so fortunate to have God. Jesus was raised from the dead. Therefore, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And, you know, you were mentioning earlier, Connie, sometimes we don't feel like we have much to live for. Mm-hmm. We don't feel that we belong to anybody or anything. And this whole First Peter is all about the fact that you've been chosen. God's got a purpose for you. He's got a reason that he created you. And in the next teaching segment, we're going to go to Psalm 139 and talk about the purpose that God has for us. But those of you out there tuning in today to Living the Good Life, I want you to hear something very strong. God loves you, and he has a purpose for you, and more than likely, you haven't found out yet what that purpose is. And here's another part of it. It unfolds as the days go by. As the years go by.
He gives us clues.
He gives us clues. Blues clues, huh? He gives us clues. Yeah, what do you mean by that, Connie? What do you mean by the fact that he gives us clues?
Well, he just gives us, like, he puts people in our path.
Right.
And then, and if you're paying attention, when they're going through something you've already been through, if you're paying attention, you realize that part of why you went through it was just for that person right then.
Right then.
For that moment in time.
Exactly. Because we're supposed to, we belong to each other.
Right.
Okay? We are supposed to be a part of the body of Christ. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the fact that we are all a part of that body. And some of us are an eye, and some of us are an ear, and some of us are the feet, and all these different parts. But it's all part of one. And we're going to talk more about that with Connie in just a minute. We're so glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life. You have still time. We're on for still another hour. You have time to call a friend and invite them to listen to today's
use
broadcast.
Use your lifeline.
Yeah, use your lifeline. Call a friend. All right. And we have to do some station ID right here, and we're coming right back. Don't go away.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and AM 1350 WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel. Listen.
All right.
Listen.
We're on a lot of stations, and especially on the web, which we talked about earlier. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, you can go to your computer and tune in at www.tantalk1340.com. And we're right there, and you can actually see video live streamed, and that's exciting. Great day of things.
It's exciting.
I don't know if it's exciting for them to see us, Connie. Maybe it's not that exciting. But the fact that it is live streamed around the world, now that's exciting.
That's exciting.
There you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on. A couple weeks ago, we had a concert at Beacon of Hope. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago last night with Justin Ryan. He's a young artist that's done a lot in the country music field. Mm-hmm. We do all kinds of styles of music at Beacon, don't we? We've got it all. You know, We like that broad scope of things. And Justin Ryan came to our church 2 weeks ago last night, live in concert, and did, a very wide variety of music. This young man's just got God's touch on him. He's good, isn't he? Mm-hmm. And
I had never heard him.
Yeah.
In concert before, and wow.
You enjoyed it, didn't you?
Yes.
And he did a lot of personal testimony.
Yeah.
And as of right now, unless his schedule changes, he's going to be our guest next week on Living the Good Life, and we're going to do some of his music. So that'll kind of be fun for the audience who's not familiar with Justin Ryan's music. And he's recorded with Dottie Rambo, with Porter Wagner, with
Dolly Parton,
and a whole lot of other people
Lynn
like
Anderson.
That. Lynn Anderson. Mm-hmm. That's right. So this young man has his foot in with a lot of people, but he is just an anointed, you know, very honest, this is who I am, mm-hmm. young man, and I think he'll really bless you. So tell some friends, maybe they'll tune in with you next week to Living the Good Life and get acquainted with the music of Justin Ryan and hear his testimony, because he's going to share with us.
And we're going to try and get that one up on the website real quick,
yeah.
too.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, because if you can't hear it from wherever you are.
Yeah, so that'll be good. We'll get it on our website. Our website is beaconofhopeministries.com, and we invite you to go visit. I know our webmaster was working on some changes yesterday. We're updating some things, and we've got a cruise coming up, Connie. Would you tell them about that before we get back into this discussion? Take a minute.
Cruise, it's a fundraiser for Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you need to go to the website to get the phone number and the address of the cruise line or the travel agency.
Sure.
But you need to, if you want to come cruise with us, we're going to have a live concert with the Canaan Band, which is another Christian music group that we, that's from here in Tampa.
Right.
And we're working to see if Justin wants to come too.
Yeah.
To maybe do a concert one of those nights too. But it's a 3-day, four night. Is that right?
Four day, three night. No, four nights.
Four nights.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Whatever it is. Yeah.
Anyhow, you're going to be on the ship for a while. And you know that they got all kinds of food
kinds
of fun.
And the price is really reasonable.
Right.
Very reasonable.
Remember.
It's on the website.
Something like that.
It's very reasonable.
And that actually includes a $20 donation to Beacon of Hope.
Right. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. So
and all the food you can eat and all that good stuff.
Right.
February 18th to 22nd. That's when it is. Coming up this next year of 2010.
Got to have a passport.
Got to have a passport. And so we invite you. We're about ready to cut off that registration. So if you're interested, you need to go to our website. Come and cruise with us. I'm going. You're going.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of us are going. Yeah. So February 18th to 22 of 2010.
The other thing is this weekend is Pride.
Right.
This coming weekend is Pride.
Right.
And we're going to put out one of our first.
It's a new ministry, isn't it?
Yeah. Our new newsletter is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And it's just really cool. And we're going to have those available at Pride. And then we're also going to make them available. We're going to update it probably about quarterly.
Yes.
But we are going to also work with Maxine, our webmaster, to see if we can't get it loaded on the website.
It'll be on the website. But we just saw it today. Michelle Cardinal, our marketing our director of marketing for the ministry, who was hosting the radio show last week, Michelle, has put this together with a lot of contributors from Beacon. And so you can get a hold of a copy of this soon on our website. So there's a lot of things going on. So those are the commercials. Let's get back to this talking about this, Connie. We got some really nitty-gritty things. Connie Farmer, talk to me. Do you believe that there's a lot of people out there who feel that they don't belong to anybody or anything, or maybe they're just kind of out there flying solo through life, you know, just kind of alone, you know, like on a hang glider, you know, up above some mountains, you know, all by themselves, just kind of gliding along, you know?
Yes.
Connie's famous for her one-word answers, yes or no. But
I couldn't resist.
You couldn't resist. Thank you for the answer, for the affirmative answer of yes. But don't
Absolutely
yes. I've been there. A lot of us have been there for maybe brief periods of time in our lives where we felt very alone, felt like we were rejected. Mm-hmm. Some of us have been in marriages. I have. Some of us have been in relationships that have been hurtful, that have ended up causing a lot of pain and a lot of rejection. And some of you out there can probably relate to that, you know? And it's a tough time in these times because, and I see this, I don't know, maybe you want to comment on this, Connie. I see people being more isolated in a lot of ways. And technology, I throw this out, okay? I just want your comment on this. Last week when I was in Indiana with my grandkids, my oldest grandchild is 13, Rylan, and she's just a joy. I love her so much. And I noticed we were playing horse, you know, the basketball game with her brothers and my other grandson, Levi, and we were playing a lot. She was out there playing with us, but she had her little phone in her pocket, you know? And I never heard it because she must have had it on vibrate. But she would take a second when somebody else was shooting, and she would be over there on the sidelines with her thumbs, texting, boom, 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 boom.
That's going to be a new disease in young teenagers.
It's going to be arthritis of the thumbs, isn't it?
Yeah.
But do you know what? I didn't even see her on the phone talking. Now, I'm not picking on her in any way. She knows I love her with all my heart.
Right.
But there wasn't the talking.
Mm-mm.
It was all the texting. Do you have a comment on that since you text so much? I'm picking on the texter.
It's easier. It's kind of less disruptive.
It is less disruptive.
To text, as long as you got the phone when it dings for a new message coming in that it's, you know, on vibrate or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, there is more and more silent communication.
Right.
you know.
And, email.
And email. You know, you can't. You cannot tell emotion in an email.
No, you cannot. Somebody, like, can you?
Puts everything in capital letters, or, you know, I mean, there
like
are
I write
some
with
ways.
Exclamation points and all kinds of stuff. But still, you cannot. Even when I write a letter to church, and I find this, I can't communicate my excitement or my joy or my, like, you can when you're just talking, you know?
Right. Yeah, you know, there's so many nonverbal things as well,
right,
as verbal inflection of your voice. There's,
yes,
tones of your voice, you know, all those kinds of things that happen,
right,
during communication that doesn't happen with texting.
Right. Okay.
So it's no wonder that the messages don't get received the way they were intended.
Right. Because a lot of times people take them wrong or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think all of that, and I only throw out that point to say, I think that the times we live in are causing more and more dependence on things like that instead of picking up the phone and just having a friendly conversation. I don't know about you, but I feel closer to you when you and I talk on the phone versus texting back and forth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just do. There's, mm-hmm, that bond. Well, God feels closer to us when we take time to really talk to him, you, mm-hmm, know, and tell him how we feel. But so often people become detached from each other. You know, society, I mean, the TV's going all the time in a lot of homes, you know? Mm-hmm. There's that sense of we got to be entertained all the time.
Well, and people are always in a hurry.
Yes.
They're running late. They've got, you know, appointments or whatever. And, you know, for me, I work night shifts, so when I'm awake, most people aren't. So
that's true. That's true.
So, you know, that makes it difficult too.
Right.
But it just requires more effort.
Right.
And you have to do that. You have to put in the extra
effort. Have you ever had a time in your life, Connie, where you felt like you were totally alone? I mean, even if it was a brief moment, maybe, you know, I think that a lot of people struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of reaching out, a lot of times people isolate more, and that's what, yeah, concerns me as far as technology.
They just keep pulling back.
They just pull back more and more and more, and they hide behind the computer, mm-hmm, you know. A lot of people do hide behind the computer.
Sure.
You know? And one of the purposes of this show today is to say to our listening audience, you belong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are a part, if you choose to be, of God's family. You know, God wants you a part. He wants you active.
You know, just speaking as far as work-related things, not so much.
That's okay. It helps
things,
people understand.
But at work, one of the things that people value the most, if you do an employee opinion survey, employee satisfaction survey.
Right.
They're not satisfied if they don't feel like they belong in their whatever, you know,
okay,
department that they may work at,
all
or
right,
whatever job that they work at.
Right.
You know, I mean, I have to speak from my experience in medical or hospital, but if you have people within your department and they don't feel like they fit in or they feel like they're not
mm-hmm,
valued.
Good point.
That's, it doesn't matter how much you pay them. You could pay them as much as the president of the hospital.
Right.
And they're still not going to be happy. They're not going to be satisfied in their job because they don't feel like they're making a difference and that they belong.
Wow. And I agree with that. And this has been burning in my heart for the last week or so as I was on vacation and all that. And I felt like that word just kept tumbling around on the inside of me. People need to belong. Okay.
Well, you know, God made us with the idea that we would not be alone and that we,
right,
would have a partner.
Right.
Whether, you know, forever or for a time.
Right.
And so it's difficult if you don't have a partner, it is difficult to feel like that you belong because,
right,
you know, if you have a spouse or a partner and you feel like you belong, you know, I mean, I can tell you, I vaguely remember how that feels, but
me too. It's been so long ago,
but you know, you feel
right.
You feel different.
You feel different. I mean, I find myself being single. I find myself driving through a drive-thru and, mm-hmm, or going home and fixing food, you know, after a long day instead of going and sitting down in a restaurant by myself. I don't want,
right,
to do that.
Right.
Feels weird, you know. And that's what we're talking about here. And God is saying to us through the book of 1 Peter that we have been chosen to belong. We are chosen to belong.
But you can feel like you don't belong and still have somebody.
And that's true. Oh, that's true. Can you explain that? Somebody out there may be saying, what? What did you just say, Connie?
If you're not in a healthy relationship with
right.
somebody, then, you know, then you feel like you don't belong. And actually what it does is tear you down even more.
Oh, my gosh,
because
yes.
you feel like, number one, you feel like a failure. Number two, you feel like, are you ever going to find somebody?
Right.
And, you know, and plus your self-esteem, your self-worth, everything is oh. valued by that, you know, by that other person. And if they're abusive.
Exactly.
It just, you know, demeans you even more.
Absolutely. And some of us have been in abusive situations and it's not good. And it does. It just tears you down and you don't feel.
Well, and the embarrassment that happens from being.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden you just realize this is what an abusive relationship looks like and feels like. I mean, because I found myself in
right.
that kind of a situation and I never would ever have imagined that I would be, you know, and so then I was embarrassed. I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't.
Oh, that happens so often.
I couldn't
yeah.
tell anybody that,
right.
you know, because I was so embarrassed.
Right. Because it's hard to acknowledge that you are the doormat that you are, let's say.
Right. And then to get out of it, you have to tell somebody to get
right.
out of it because you can't usually get out of it by yourself.
Can't get out of it
you
by yourself. I'm sure there's people listening today, Connie, that are in that exact situation and they feel like they don't belong anywhere where they can, it's a safe environment
yeah.
that they can let somebody know how they feel.
And so they stay where they're at
yes.
because it's the lesser of all the evils.
Exactly.
You know, in their mind, it's too much to try to get out of.
Wow.
So I might as well I made my bed. I might as well stay. And that's not how God wants
oh,
us.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want us to be miserable.
We're
going to
address that more in the teaching segment in just a minute. You have a great song here. Chosen is Mine by Hillsong. I love the group Hillsong. Mm-hmm. We use a lot of their music, don't we?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly who writes all their songs, but whoever that person
oh,
or
so
those
scriptural.
People are, they are so gifted.
They
and it's
are.
Just, I mean, they just keep coming with more and more.
So this song that you picked goes right along with our theme for the next 5 weeks,
yeah.
and that is Chosen. And listen to this song, Chosen is Mine.
Here I am, so close to you. Know my voice, I'll never leave you. For I have loved you since before sands of time were made. I love you still, and always will. You're chosen as mine. My Father wants to bless you now. Receive from Him all that you'll never need. Come spend eternity with me. My heart is full of love for you. I love you still, and always will. You're chosen as mine. Cries in the desert, my child, I hear them. Tears in the valley, my lovely, I count them. You're so precious, you were on my mind. As I die, I am so close to you. Know my voice, I'll never leave you. I love you still, and always will. It shows in this mind. Oh, yeah. He cries in the desert, my child, I hear it. Tears in the valley, my lovely, I count it. You're so precious. You were on my mind as I die.
Wow, I love that, Connie. You are listening to Beacon of Hope Ministries live radio show every week on Sunday at 4:30 to 6 in the Tampa Bay area. Your time slot may be a little different where you are. We are glad you have joined us today, and you can still email us with any questions or comments if you want to get involved with this discussion that Connie and I are having about belonging and being chosen by God. You can be reached at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. That goes directly to us right here, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Go back with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. We want to go back to verse 3 to 5 before we turn to Psalm 139 and listen to these words. What a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life. Connie, we've been given a brand new life.
Cool.
And have everything to live for. But there might be some listeners today that don't feel that they have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you'll have it all. Life, healed, and whole. Now that is a wonderful promise, is it not? Mm-hmm. There's going to come a time where we don't feel rejection anymore, Connie, where we don't feel beat up and bruised. The prayer book that we use a lot, can you tell them about that? Because there is a prayer in there, and I wrote it down in my Bible. It's number 47 about rejection. There is a prayer in there that is incredible, because I think a lot of people don't feel they belong because they have huge struggles with rejection. And there is a prayer, number 47, in the prayers that avail much, that we welcome you, recommend that you grab that little prayer book and read that over yourself. If that's something that, has that book helped you at all?
Yeah. Yes.
We use it all the time on Wednesday night, don't we?
Yes. It's just a book of prayers that are taken with prayers that are developed from the Word of God.
Amen.
Various scriptures, and all we're doing is praying the Word of God.
Just praying the Word. And that one, I read it this morning when I was preparing before service this morning, and that is a powerful prayer about rejection, because so many people do not feel accepted. They feel rejected by their earthly fathers, which we'll talk about again in a minute. But before we do that, let's go back to Psalm 139. I want to point out some scripture before Connie and I chat about this a little bit more. And again, we invite you to write in your questions or comments here to pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Psalm 139, David says this, the psalmist David. And let's just start with about verse 2 or 3. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, this is David talking to God. You know what I'm thinking. God knows what we're thinking, Connie. You know when I leave and when I get back. Okay? I think a lot of times we feel that, you know, we just do all this stuff in secret, you know, have all these thoughts or have all these angers or rages or whatever. None of that is secret to God. He knows us inside and out. In fact, David goes on to say here, I'm never out of your sight. Isn't that interesting? We are never out of his sight. It's like
all these people on this earth, and we're never out of his
sight. We're never out of his sight. This is so profound. David says, you know everything I'm going to say, because he knows the future. Before I start the first sentence, I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going, I can't take it all in. And then he goes on and talks about the fact that he can't get away from God. And let's go down to verse 13 of Psalm 139, because I think this really is appropriate to our discussion of being chosen by God and being accepted by him. And this whole thing of belonging. Psalm 139, verse 13. Oh, yes. This is David talking to God. You shaped me first inside, then out. Isn't that interesting? A lot of times people like to say, well, your personality is formed after you were, you know, born. And as you're, and yeah, it's affected by your family that you grew up in. But it says here that God formed you inside first. That's the real you. The real you is what makes you tick. It's what makes you Connie Farmer. Okay. Mm-hmm. And makes you different than your sister Mary, mm-hmm. or your sister Angie.
Or my brother.
Or your brother. I forget you have a brother, Steve. And, you know, I have two sisters, and we are all so different. Maybe similar a little bit, but real, real different. And my mm-hmm. three kids are all so different. And God forms us inside first, then out. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because the real you, God forms who you are, okay? You formed me in my mother's womb. Yeah, genetics takes over and all of the natural things involved in birth. But God is saying here to us, he formed us the way we are. This is the concept of acceptance, accepting yourself the way God made you. That doesn't mean we don't ever want to change and get better. But who you are, God knows you. That's why you can go to God and say, I'm hurting right now, God. And he goes, I understand. Mm-hmm. He knows those things. Okay. And then David goes on to say here, I thank you, high God, you're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. And we are. I mean, I was a biology major, pre-med. You're a nurse. And all the medical between even just you and I. And you do work with the little children in the NICU, which some people may not even know what that is. That's the mm-hmm. premature mm-hmm. baby.
Or very sick.
Very sick.
Newborns.
ICU for babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those babies, already, you can tell a difference between them, can't you? They're not all exactly the same.
Right.
One may be stronger. One may be a yeller, a screamer. One may be very quiet and passive. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're a baby doesn't mean they're all the same.
No. They're not.
And we are not the same.
No. Nope.
Okay? And God says to us here in Psalm 139, you know me inside and out, David says to God. I love that. You know me inside and out. Dear one, you belong. You belong to God. Now, if you've never given your life to God, that's something you need to deal with. But guess what? God made you. He knows you, and you belong to him. So quit fighting it. Connie, mm-hmm. tell us about the God-shaped hole. I even wrote about it in the newsletter. Did you notice that? Yes, I did.
I haven't been able to read it all yet.
All right. I wrote about that because this has kind of been a theme that we've had going here for over a year, hasn't it? The God-shaped mm-hmm. hole. God knows us inside now.
Yeah. And he put a little spot. We believe that he put there's an area of your heart that's
yes.
just meant for him.
Exactly.
And unless you invite him into your heart.
Amen.
That hole never gets filled.
Never gets filled.
And once
what happens
he fills
to people that don't invite him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a vacuum,
yeah,
right?
They try to fill it with everything but God.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of people in our community who believe or who've been told that they don't belong in church,
right.
and that they don't belong here or there. And, you know, so they think that they might as well live like the devil. And the bottom line is that it's not true. It's a lie. And I keep thinking, I was having a discussion with one of my family members one time and not too long ago, and we were talking about whether or not you could be Christian and be gay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, I serve a community that nobody else loves. Nobody
right.
else will allow them into their churches. And they, you know, tell them that they're going to go to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
And I said to her, what if you're wrong?
Right.
And we let these people go.
Right. and don't reach out.
I can't do that. I can't.
You know, history shows us that the blacks were treated, African Americans were treated as second-rate citizens so long ago, you know, and that, you know, oh, God could love them because of the color of their skin.
Right.
And now it's been the issue of sexuality. And what God does not say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, except gay people, you know.
Yeah, there's no exception.
There's no exception there. And so what we're saying here today is you belong. You know, you belong to the family of God. You must choose to be a part of that, you know. And David goes on to say here, God, you know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. Wow. You know exactly how I was made bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. My, oh my, is that profound. Your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. I'm in Psalm 139, if you've just joined us. God, I'll never comprehend them. I couldn't even begin to count them any more than I could count the sand of the sea. Oh, and then he goes on to say, God, I want you to, this is verse 23 now of Psalm 139. David says, investigate my life. I think in the NIV it says, search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my ways, see if there be any wicked way in me, and if there is, you know, teach me, God. You know, I think, Connie, that when we reject belonging to the family of God, well, we're in serious trouble.
Yes.
We're missing out
on that person.
I don't want to be that person. We're missing out on such blessing and such incredible comfort and a sense of belonging.
Peace,
purpose, direction. It's what keeps me going, Connie. Through the last couple years have been so hard for me. Honestly, it's my relationship with God that's kept me going. People have let me down. A lot of people have let me down.
Yeah.
Through all the years of Beacon of Hope, a lot of people have walked away and have let me down. But I'll tell you what, God has always been there. And so have you. But anyway, we have a message, and the message is you belong, dear one. Let's go to this song, and we're going to come back and talk to Connie about her thoughts here. Connie, the song is What Life Would Be Like, and who is Big Daddy Weave?
Big Daddy Weave is
Big
a
Daddy
group.
Weave.
It's a Christian group, and the song is about what life would be like if they could really see Jesus through you and me.
Woo, praise God.
Ever felt that way? And if I had to tell you the truth, I'm afraid I'd have to say that after all I've done and failed to do, I feel like less than I was meant to be. And what if I could fix myself? Maybe then I could get free. I could try to be somebody else who's much better off than me. But I need to remember this, that it's when I'm at my weakest, I can clearly see. He made the lame walk and the dumb talk, and he opened blinded eyes to see that the sun rises on his time. Yet he knows our deepest desperate need, and the world waits while his heart. Pair of eyes. What if you could hear the truth instead of old familiar lies? And what if you could feel inside the power of the hand that made the universe? You'd realize that he made the lame walk and the dumb talk, and he opened blinded eyes to see that the sun rises on his. Desperate need, and the world waits while his heart aches to realize.
Praise God. Connie, I like that song. I like that sound of that group. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister with my sidekick here, Connie Farmer. And what'd you think about that?
Big Daddy Weave did a song one time that was about mansions and like the work we did here determined the size of the mansion up in heaven.
Wow.
And I have to find it because I never bought it, but it actually talks, God gives us a chance. It was a story about a guy getting a chance to go see what his place was going to look like, you know, because he thought he was doing all this stuff. And when he realized that it was just like matchsticks, you know, just barely put together and stuff, then he realized he needed to get busy.
And work for God. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we do this broadcast, Connie. You know, I mean, we've had 8 years as Beacon of Hope, you know, and there's been some really tough times, you mm-hmm. know, like last year when the truck went through our front door, you know, mm-hmm. front of our building. And so we've been in transition in that hotel, and we're hoping to get out of that at some time soon. But, you know, there's been tough times, but through it all, we are learning to trust God,
through it all. I almost put that song in
Did
there.
You? Yeah. Because through it all, we're learning to trust him more.
That's what it's about.
You know, and we belong. You know, there are some people out there that have no church family.
Right.
And we are expanding. In the next few months, you're going to hear more from Beacon of Hope about a worldwide global ministry, reaching out to those who feel that they don't belong. Because we have a purpose. We have a goal. We have a mission. We're going to accomplish what God has called us to do. And for you out there, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we want you to come and join us at mm-hmm. our location. And we are right now meeting in a hotel at the Executive Inn, but that is temporary. We're on Almerton Road in Clearwater. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, find out the directions. But did you start to say something there, Connie?
3580.
3580 Almerton Road.
And what we have, the facilities we have is fantastic.
It's very nice.
Where else can you have church and have popcorn too?
That's exactly right. We have fresh popcorn. Exactly.
But the one thing that I heard out of that song was that the sun rises on his time, yet he knows our deepest desperate needs.
Wow.
And he knows them because he cares about us.
Exactly.
At that level. And I think people oftentimes think, why should I bother God with this or whatever? Because he's busy with the tides or
the sunrise. Oh, I know.
Sun
I hear that from
or,
people.
You know,
he's got too many other people or too many other situations to see about.
Right. And he wants to have, it's hard for us to conceptualize that he could have a relationship with every single human being on this planet and not be taxed. You know, overtaxed. And
that's his incredible greatness.
Right.
And so we can't even imagine that.
We can't concept it. We don't have a concept of it. And yet that's what he's telling us he wants to do.
Exactly.
He wants to have a relationship. He wants to fill that void in your life, in your heart.
Absolutely.
Instead of filling it with alcohol or drugs or
exactly
or sex or what, you know, whatever you're
whatever
filling
it,
it with.
Yes.
That's not working, that you keep thinking you got to fill it with more. Ask God to fill it.
Because we belong. We belong to the family.
It's all about belonging.
It's all about belonging. You know,
so many people have been cast out of their families that they don't feel like they belong anywhere.
Absolutely. Oh,
and
absolutely.
So it's really tough. They're hard people to meet.
Right.
And talk to about it too, because they're just, I know I can't.
It's rejection.
I can't be at Pride this year, but in the past, as we've, you know, tried to talk to people and we talk to them about coming to church. No.
Yeah. No. Because they feel like God's rejected them.
Right. I'm not into church.
Yeah.
No,
right.
Don't do church. And you can just see the hurt.
Right.
In their eyes.
And they need God more than anybody. I mean, not more than anybody, but there is that need, that mm-hmm. deep sense needing to belong. Mm. And that's what an assembly does, though, you know, when you're a part of it. You can be a part of us even if you're in Georgia, because we have part of Beacon of Hope that are in Georgia. We have Alabama. We have Texas. We have all over now. And Indiana, Ohio. We've got mm-hmm. people that are a part of this ministry from a distance. Iraq. We've got people different places, and you can be a part, and the whole goal is to allow the Word of God, the teaching from the Word of God, to set you free from that junk that's been there so long that makes you feel like you don't belong, that you're rejected, that nobody wants you a part of their lives, you know, and God wants to come and heal that, Connie. He just really does.
Mm-hmm. He wants us whole.
He wants us whole.
Healed and whole and being able to do kingdom business.
Absolutely.
And it's not, that doesn't mean when, if he's calling you or if you have a ministry, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to Africa.
Right.
I mean, you might.
You might.
I mean, you might want to do that. But the thing is that just we all have ministries on a day-to-day basis, minute-to-minute basis, with just the people in our lives.
Yes.
And people that we come in contact with every day.
Yes.
Let alone, you know, standing in front of a church or,
right,
you know, giving a sermon or anything like that. That may be something that you are called to do as well, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily. And it's just the living, you know, mm-hmm. and explaining to people, yes, God has a purpose for you, you know, and those of you out there right now that are hurting, there's something going on in your life that you have felt rejected. I know there's people that have lost their home church through maybe strife or through something going on in that church that says to you, I can't go there because this one says this, this one does that, whatever. You know, a lot of people criticize churches for being hypocritical. And there are people, I mean, churches are full of human beings and human beings are hypocritical a lot mm-hmm. of times. And so often don't follow through with what they should follow through with. But we need to belong is the point here. And mm-hmm. God has chosen you. No matter where you are in your life, he has chosen you as his child. You've got to do the other part of that, though, and reach out and say, okay, I choose to be chosen. You know?
Right.
I don't know, but go ahead.
Some people, it's like, it's kind of like the same, people wouldn't register to vote because they were getting called for jury duty.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, now they just draw them off of your driver's license. So fixed your wagon.
Right.
So, you know.
Right.
You know, you avoid doing something because you think there's some other,
they avoid
having a relationship because they don't want to go to Africa.
Right. Exactly. Because they're concerned about what might happen.
Yeah.
I grew up playing a lot of baseball and I still love it and played a lot of it this past week with my grandkids. And, Connie, when I was a kid growing up in Central America as a missionary's kid, when we started a baseball game, we threw the bat. Did you do this as a kid? We threw the bat to the captain of the other team, and then we started putting our hands like this up the bat. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And some of you can't see me right now, but you put hand over hand, or sometimes you do this. And then the one who ends up right at the top gets to choose. Okay, well, God's at the top, and he's chosen. Okay? Now, when we played baseball on the mission field, we didn't have TVs or anything. Okay, so that's what we did. That's why I grew up playing baseball. That's all we did. Okay, when we did that, and the captain of the team would say, okay, I'll take Joe over here. You're on my team. Never in our boarding school, our missionaries kids boarding school, were we allowed as kids to say, I don't want to be on Joe's team. We had to go. On that team, if we were picked, we had to go. That was just the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, so often, we as individuals here on this planet, we've been chosen by God, okay? And this next few weeks, we're really going to teach this concept so we get it down on the inside of us that God has already picked you. You know, the little donkey on, Shrek?
Yeah.
And the donkey goes, Eddie Murphy, and the donkey goes, pick me, pick me. Guess what, guys? God's already picked you.
Mm-hmm.
He's already picked you. He's already chosen you. You say, well, did he choose me and not her or not him? It's not like that. We're all chosen. But we have to be on that baseball game I was talking about a minute ago as a kid. When the captain of the team pointed at me and said, okay, come on over here. You're on my team. Then I had a responsibility to accept the choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I had to walk from that line where they were all standing, and I had to come over and get on the team that I was supposed to be on.
And they expected you to perform while you were on the team.
And that's right.
And that's something that people...
There you go.
At bay.
I never could come up to bat and say to myself, you know what, I don't like this team. I'm not going to hit today. And just stand there and let the balls go by or strike out or what intentionally or whatever. No, I had to go up there, and otherwise the coach was going to be pretty mad. I mean, the Devil Rays, they're now just called the Rays, not the Devil Rays. But Tampa Bay Rays got all the way to the World Series last year. Okay. And they got there because every game was important and every person had a part to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Joe Maddon, the coach. He's just fantastic. And he looks for the potential in people. This
that
is
was
a great
his first
analogy.
Year, wasn't it?
No, I think it was
second?
His second. Yeah. Okay. But still, he looks for those guys and thinks, okay, I can use you over here. In fact, one of them was moved from here to here. And at first, you know, from second to third was going, I don't know about this. But Joe, the coach, saw that he could be better help to the team over there. You know what I'm saying?
He could see what they couldn't see, just like God Ooh. Sees in us. He sees in them the potential that God sees in us.
Totally. You got to take us back to Jeremiah again. We have to go back there. That's the theme of this show. And we have
How'd
to,
you know I had my hand in it?
I didn't know. Did you have your hand
yes.
in it?
I didn't know that.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because there's people out there today listening, Connie, that don't realize, number one, they've been chosen to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't realize that they have a vital part to play in that team. Okay? And sometimes we don't realize what our role is and what we're good at. One of my grandsons, Justin, I went to all of his games this past week. One night we had three games. And Justin's coach for one of his teams is my son, Ryan, his daddy.
Mm.
And so during the day, I heard Justin say to his mommy, do you think daddy's going to let me catch tonight? Or do you think daddy's going to let me pitch? Or where's it going to be? And I said, Justin, you seem to play a lot of positions. He said, yeah, I play shortstop. I play second. I play outfield sometimes. I pitch and I catch. I said, my gosh, guy. And he says, but I don't play first or third. I said, oh, okay. You don't play first or third. All right. That's just about everything else you can play. Now, the coach, daddy, got up that night and he said, okay, Justin, tonight I think you're going to catch tonight. Okay. And Justin caught the whole game and did an incredible thing. But the coach said, this is what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. So often we get jealous in the body of Christ, Connie.
Mm-hmm.
And people think, they say, I'm just leaving this church because I'm not allowed to blah, 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 whatever I want to do. You know, attitude happens. Do you want to comment?
Do
you
want to
comment
on
that? No, you don't have to. But isn't that true that a lot of times we walk away from where we belong? I'm on a soapbox right now, Con. We walk away sometimes from where we belong because our feelings are hurt.
Yep.
Justin could have said, Daddy, because you're not letting me pitch tonight, I'm not playing. I'm going to sit in the car. And as body of Christ, so often we take ourselves out of the game.
By not being a willing vessel.
By not saying, okay, God, wherever you have me, if you want me to be the one that cleans the toilets at church, I'll clean the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you want me to be the one that stands at the door and greets people with a smile and a warm handshake, I'll be that person. And so often, Connie, because I've been pastoring now for longer than I even want to say, 20-some years, okay, I have seen good, wonderful people walk out of churches when their feelings are hurt because they don't get to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And that's what I want to say about that. So your comment.
Well, there's always power struggles amongst human beings, it seems like.
Amen.
We got a couple emails.
Do we? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's hear them.
Oh, Nan says we're doing a good job.
All right. That's nice to hear. Thanks, Nan. I'm glad
Thanks,
you're listening.
Nan.
Yeah, we missed your church today,
you.
Nan.
Marla says, great show.
Cool.
The shame has got to be gone.
Amen.
Being gay is not shameful, as the right-wing Christians have brainwashed society
right.
to believe.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
And we've got to get this message out that people are accepted in the Beloved. They are accepted the way they are. You know, it's so important, Connie. And if you, no matter where you are in this life, no matter if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're purple, if you're green, or if you're striped, you need to understand that God says you belong. Okay? You're chosen. I invite you.
No except.
I invite you to join us in the study of 1 Peter over the next 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know how many weeks because I never know what the Holy Spirit's going to do. But I know the title of this series is Chosen, and you, my friend, are chosen to belong to the body of Christ and find your place mm-hmm. in it. Wow. Connie, exactly. If anybody else wants to email, you still got a couple minutes, and we'll check it again in a minute. Pastor@BeaconOfHopeMinistries.com. Thank you, Marla. Thank you, Nan. And listen to this song, and then we're coming back for some final thoughts. You Never Let Go by Matt Redman, and I love Matt Redman.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near, and I will fear no evil. For my God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm.
Never heard that song. I love Matt Redman, but I've never heard that one. I even wrote down some of these words. Mm-hmm. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom shall I fear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. I want that song. So
it's on that CD.
It's on that. That is fantastic. Any other emails? You still have a minute or two to write something else if you want to. Pastor@BeaconOfHopeMinistries.com. Connie, this is a time when a lot of people are going through a sense of rejection and being let go from jobs. A lot of people, their identity is with their job. You know, you went through a job change a couple years ago and it was huge for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through the last two or three years of a depressed real estate market when I went from being a top dog realtor, producer, to barely getting by, you know, and it's been hard. And some of our listeners have those identity issues right now. And when we are going through life storms, when our identity is challenged and we're not sure who we are, we're not sure what God is doing in our lives, that's where we got to get back to basics. That's what Beacon of Hope is all about. Back to basics. Who are you? You are God's child. You belong to Him. You're His child. You're His son. You're His daughter. You belong to God, and you belong to the family of God. Find a place of worship and get plugged in.
Yeah.
If you're in Tampa Bay, we want you to come to Beacon of Hope.
Sure.
But if you're not, we've been having a lot of requests lately, Connie, now, because of the radio outreach. We've had three or four lately, and Marla answers the phone. She gets these. We've had Pennsylvania. We've had Michigan. Is there a Beacon of Hope in our area? You know, no, but we're hoping there will be. And if you as a pastor are listening today and you want to be affiliated with Beacon of Hope, please write me at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, and we'll begin to chat and see what can happen. Because God is branching us out to reach the multitudes that need to know God's acceptance. I'm going to take a deep breath, take a drink of water, and you comment on all that, Connie.
Jeremiah 29:11.
That's your comment. That's the best comment in the whole world.
I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree.
You know, we used that on the very first radio show we had. It was April the 17th of 2007. That was our theme, and it's the theme for this broadcast. And that is Jeremiah 29:11-14, if you have your Bible and you can look it up later. God says He's got plans for you that are good. You know, He has plans. This past weekend, I got to throw this in real quick, Connie. One of the things I did is I took furniture and antiques to some of my kids up north because I downsized from a big house to a townhouse. And one of the things I took, my daughter-in-law, Elizabeth, so sweet, she says, yeah, bring me all the family photos. I'll start working on them all, because they were in a big, huge trunk, you know, just sitting there. And so my grandkids and I and my kids, we went through these, you know, several hours it took over this past week. And we were looking at all these pictures. And I said to a friend of mine yesterday, I was noticing my children as little kids. And now they're all in their 30s, you know. And I was thinking the hopes and the dreams I had for them. I didn't have bad thoughts. Oh, I hope one of them grows up to be something awful. I had good thoughts for them as a mother.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And here now, 30 years later, here they are at this place in life. You know, God is like that. And His nature is like that. When I was looking at the pictures of my little kids, Ryan and Lori and Mark, I was looking at them and thinking, wow, I remember saying, God, touch them. Keep your eye on them. Keep them as the apple of your eye. Use them in your ministry, you know, and that's how God feels about us. Comment about that.
Well, I had a really good comment. It just went out of my head.
Okay.
I was like trying to keep it in there, and I'm listening to you like saying, yeah. And then it went, whoop,
there it went. But God, we belong, you know, and God's got good thoughts. That's what Jeremiah 29 says.
Right.
He's got good thoughts.
And that's what I was going to say is that, you know, He has the whole picture.
Yes.
And He's the one that knows and really knows what your strengths are.
Yes.
You know, we try. There are so many times that we keep things, because of our pride, we keep things, our weaknesses, known only to us or to somebody very close to you that you know won't, you know, let your secrets out. And, but He knows where to position you. He knows where to, just like you were saying about Justin and where he was going to, what position he was going to play from his dad. His dad had to study that.
Yes.
Just like Joe Maddon studies his players and where
That's
they
right.
can function the best.
That's right.
And, you know, God, we're in the game of life.
Amen.
And, you know, we only get one time around.
That's right.
I mean,
we only get one time around.
One time around. And, you know, He needs to position us where we need to position, be positioned for the best work possible.
And we belong.
And we have to play that position willingly.
Yes.
And realize that He does have our best interest at heart.
We could go on and on. We've been on this 90 minutes, Connie. I can't believe the time here. Guess what? You do belong. We welcome you to join us at any time in our services in the Tampa Bay area. Check out our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. And we are in a series called Chosen. Read with us 1 Peter for the next few weeks. We want to hear from you. Pastor at beaconofhopeministries.com. Send your comments and go to our website and get involved financially and donate to the radio ministry. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, Connie Farmer. It's been fun. It's not far to Jesus. See you next week live at 4:34 on this radio station. God bless you. Have a great week.
Loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side.